Hello and welcome to Food Neighbourhoods on Monocle 24. I am Markus Hippi. All cities are various, the locals love for their food and drink offerings, and in this series we get to know these places. This week Monocle's Carlotta Rebello takes us to her hometown Funchal in Madeira Island. And while you might think that the old town neighbourhood would be a tourist trap, as she explains, it's actually a popular hangout place for locals. Here she is.
Today we take off to the island of Madeira, just off the Portuguese Atlantic coast, where the summer nights extend well beyond the supposed season. Its main city, Funchal, founded over 500 years ago, is just what you would expect from a typical island capital. Its history is rooted in the ocean it faces, and even today, much of the hustle and bustle of everyday life revolves around the Atlantic. The business district and downtown area are a stone's throw away from the waterfront. The sound of foghorns fill the air, marking the arrival of a new cruise ship to the port. But I want to take you to where it all started back in 1508. Meet the old town neighborhood. This area is a mandatory stopover whenever I'm back home, even if just for a short weekend trip. The borough's lines are loosely defined by one of its main attractions, the Mercado dos Lavradores, the city's biggest market. It's always a treat to start your day here. From across the road, you can already spot the colorful, exotic fruits where the stalls extend beyond the market's doors. For a light breakfast, you have the freshest selection of passion fruits, mangoes, avocados, pitangas, dragon fruits, tamarillos, and even the regional variety of banana. And if the bright colors and odd shapes intimidate you, do not worry. Vendors are more than happy to provide samples before you commit. Now that we have that sorted, it's time for the most essential part of any Portuguese breakfast, a strong, flavorful espresso. We cross the road and make our way to Pretinha do Café. Opened over 60 years ago, this historic cafe might go unnoticed. It's sort of a hole-on-the-wall type of situation. But the Art Deco sign that hangs from the door is enough to grab your attention. Inside, as you wait for your coffee, make sure to notice the huge coffee grinder from the 1960s that hangs in the back. It's still fully functioning, and it does make me believe that the more you use it, the better the coffee tastes is. After a stroll around some of the historic alleyways of the old town, it's time for lunch. One of my favorite places is called Venda Dona Maria. Located in one of the city's oldest streets, it might come as a surprise that it is more popular with locals than with tourists. Luckily, the council decided to remove most traffic from the area a couple of years ago, meaning that this is the perfect spot for an alfresco meal. I usually don't bother even looking at the menu. Just ask the chef for the catch of the day. That's the advantage of hanging out in an island. Now, there's one thing you need to know about Portugal if you fully want to embrace the foodie experience. We love our afternoon snacks. And when I say snacks, I don't mean some peanuts or an apple. No, I mean a sandwich, a pastry, or something even bigger. We call this meal lanche. And around here, your best afternoon treat comes in the form of bolo do caco, a type of bread typical of Madeira, made with wheat flour and a hint of sweet potato too. We eat it with pretty much anything inside, chorizo, octopus, ham and cheese, or even simply butter. In this area, there are no go-to places. Just pick one of the many seafront kiosks, or then head to Nico's, a Bolo do Caco-only food truck parked nearby. Now, a stroll along these cobbled stone streets following the shoreline will lead you to the Santiago Fort. With its bright yellow facade, This place played a crucial role in defending the city from invaders in the 1970s. Today, part of the fortress is a museum, and the other can be hired for private events. But housed within its walls is the Forte restaurant, the ideal location for our dinner. Overlooking both the Bay of Funchal and the Atlantic, it has one of the best views in town, and the food is equally fantastic. If you'd like some fish, make sure you try the sea bass with a passion fruit sauce. For meat, the duck is always exquisite. Now that the sun has set, you might be wondering where to go next for a drink. Let's just stroll up the road, and next to a church you'll find the Barreirinha Bar Café. Set mostly outside, this informal yet stylish setting suits everyone. Sit at one of the many tables overlooking the water, or in one of the pillows and rugs covering the surrounding walls and benches. It's time now to order a glass of the local drink, poncha, made of lemon juice mixed with honey and fire water. Sit back and relax. For Monocle, I'm Carlotta Rabello.
This has been episode number 107 of Food Neighborhoods. Thanks to Carlosa for the tour in Funchal's Old Town. For more food and drink stories, tune into the menu every Friday at 1900 London time. I am Markus Hippi. Thanks for listening and bye for now.